Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Daryl from Barbecue Superstars. How's everybody out there doing tonight? We are at the Barbecue Superstars headquarters hanging out. Now, folks, I went and bought a whole chuck out there, and it's 25.4 pounds, a whole chuck roast. And what we're hoping to do is to maybe change barbecue competition a little bit. Now, I realize that, brisket is king. Nobody wants a brisket. Brisket was what they threw away. Brisket has a history, Texas brisket. And I just think brisket has went through the roof, number one. Why buy a $140 brisket that weighs, 15 to 20 pounds? It's so barbecue competition in general is rote. You do the same thing every week. You do the same thing every time you go out. You do the same thing. Just keep doing the same thing. So what we want to do is try to make a suggestion to, let's not do the same thing. This is Barbecue Superstars on Friday. Friday Night Lights. We'll be back in just a minute. Now, what we're thinking about doing is instituting the chuck, the whole chuck, not a chuck roast, the whole chuck, into our beef category. Now, let's talk about this for a minute. Now, the brisket has been conquered. Without a doubt, the barbecue brisket is $15 a pound. The Wagyu, Kobe Wagyu people are getting rich beyond measure. They are burning up the American barbecue competition cook. Now, they're not burning up the Texas barbecue joints, although they are cooking top quality briskets. They've got their own supply out there in Texas. And I tell you, Matt Alexander brought briskets from Texas to the BWCS World Championship, which I haven't been talking about a whole lot. And they were as good as any Wagyu I've ever seen. Texas is catching up on brisket. But as I'm going to demonstrate in my all-day television show, I think it needs to be changed to chuck roast. And when The U.S. Barbecue Association resurfaces. We're going to change our beef category to chuck, a whole chuck. Now, what does a whole chuck offer that a brisket don't? What does a whole chuck offer that a brisket don't? That, my friends, is the question. So, let's start from the beginning. Now, when you cook a Boston butt, you've got access to 16 different muscles. You've got tubes, you've got horns, you've got the money muscle, you got the major muscle going across the top. There are a lot of different muscles in a pork butt. Now, one sanctioning body said that you can take it apart. You don't have to cook it all in one piece. You can take all 16 muscles apart and cook it separately. Now, with a brisket, you got the same thing over and over and over again. You have people out there that are just cooking flats, period. There are some people who are cooking the point and the flat. And as somebody so adequately put it, they're making bubble gum, not burnt ends. They want real burnt ends. So, okay, we have clearly conquered brisket. We've conquered Boston butts. We've conquered ribs. We've conquered chicken thighs. Well, there's some people out there using legs. Okay, well, the thing is, though, there are so many different things that you can do with chicken. I mean, there's a lot of different preps and a lot of different turn-ins and a lot of different parts. Thighs and chicken drumsticks, thighs and drumsticks win the day. Breasts get dried out. It's hard to turn in a breast in. When? Wings. People are using wings. Chicken wings are being used. I actually cooked some awesome chicken wings the other day out on television set. But brisket is the same old by the numbers every time you cook it. You know, it's the same injection, the same. And a lot of people say, oh, brisket's the hardest thing to cook. Well, by contrary, I believe it's the easiest thing to cook because there's not that many parts. You got a flat, you got a point. A whole chuck is really a lot similar to a Boston butt. The whole chuck has a massive amount of different muscles. Now, you can get a flat out of a whole chuck the same way that you can get it out of a brisket. And the way that people are trimming briskets down these days, you can trim a chuck down the same way. But now, what's the difference between a chuck and a brisket in barbecue competition? A chuck has marbling. It is my consensus assertion that a chuck will produce better flavor than a brisket because of the marbling. Now, briskets essentially have no marbling. It is the pectoralis of a cow, toral muscles. The chuck is around the back of the neck muscle. For some reason, the chuck has a lot more marbling. So now if we think about a competition butt, a competition chuck butt, a competition whole chuck, what kind of box can you build from a whole chuck? The possibilities are endless. Now, if you were to require everyone to buy a whole chuck, the price would be magnificently cheaper than the Wagyu. Of course, Wagyu is going to have them. So if you want to go the Wagyu route, you can go the Wagyu route. But I would suggest to you that would be a waste of money. But with all those different muscles and all those different possibilities, you could clearly come up with a, I mean, if you think about the IBCA brisket box, could not get any plainer a box in the world. You could put 7 pieces for so many teams. You could put 9 pieces for so many teams. They all have to look the same. They all have to, nobody can tell whose box it is because they all look the same. They all look the same. Now, if you put a chuck in that box, the possibilities of combination become exponential. The boxes look totally different. It'd be like a pork box. So you could have pulled beef, could have medallions. You could have bubblegum cubes that are supposed to be burnt ends. You could have money muscle medallions. And I'm sure we can find something we can qualify as a money muscle on a beef chuck. Now, can people come to a contest with a chuck roast? I just went and bought a 5-pound chuck roast instead of getting a whole chuck. Well, I say yes, they can. But what you have to ask yourself is, can you win with a chuck roast when you need a whole chuck? So a lot of you out there may say, well, where can I get a whole chuck? Well, I'm sure if U.S. Barbecue, when it resurfaces, comes out with a chuck category, Sam's Club, Costco, Walmart, Publix, Lowe's food stores, every big major chain where barbecue competition is heavily done will start carrying whole chucks in the cooler. Now, I know there's a lot of you guys out there, I tell you, I realized that barbecue took the worst pieces of meat and made them better. And so ribs were never wanted because there's no meat on them. Chicken wings were never wanted. Of course, that was Buffalo, New York. That really wasn't barbecue on that. But Buffalo, you know, Buffalo seasoning has, you know, made chicken wings go through the roof. And in Boston, the rich people in England would get pork sent to them in wood barrels. And the Boston butt was put in the barrel first because it was the meat nobody wanted because it had so much fat in it. And they put salt all over it, and they stacked the good pork, the tenderloins and the different parts of the pork that everybody loved. They'd stack it all on top, fill the barrel up, and then when they got to England, they would take the good pork they qualified as good, and the Boston butts, the butt of the barrel, would be thrown out. And the poor people in England got it. And the poor people in Boston got it. And the poor people got it. And you know what's funny is that the poor people made it the best food in the universe. And I think the whole chuck And if you want to find out what a whole chuck is, now I'm changing the day that I'm going to cook all day. I'm going to cook all day on Sunday instead of Saturday. So we'll be going out there live on Saturday, on Sunday. And that'll be on the 21st of December. And we'll be trimming, discussing, injecting, and working our whole chuck. Now, in the process of working our whole chuck, we're going to have a sweet smoke cue moment. Now, Jim Elser has tipped his hand a little to give us a tip, a huge tip, as to what he would put in his competition chuck. So we'll have that moment on Sunday while we're getting our chuck ready. And then what I'm going to attempt to do is put it on the Iron Man cooker for a couple hours. And I'm thinking about trimming off an inch at a time as I take it out so we can examine what's going on internally in the whole chuck and externally. Now, Barbecue Superstars has got a complete overhaul. We got a new computer coming. We got new editing equipment coming. We have got effects and all kinds of fancy effects coming. And we want to thank our friends at the camera joint and at the different locations around the world where we got our new editing equipment. Now, folks, the one thing that has held Barbecue Superstars back was the fact that we've got a very cheap editing and a not-so-good computer. Our ability to do special effects has been limited. And I'd like to apologize to everybody for not being able to come up with the money to rectify that situation. But, folks, we get ready to put out some video content that is going to be equal or superior to any food cooking that has been ever produced. Now, our friends out there that have had the pleasure of access to all this wonderful editing equipment, I would like to congratulate you on your reign. You have reigned over us. But now we're going to equivalate. EQUI. We are going to equidose. We are going to equivalate. We get ready to rock and roll. Now, folks, I'm going to go back, and I haven't even contacted him yet, but I want him to know. I am going back to BK Barbecue, all the wonderful videos he did. And I am coming up with a mega logo, a mega intro, a mega video of Brad K and Lane Barbecue Smokers. And I think that that's going to be one of the first re-edit videos, television. Now, baby, this is going to be national television quality. And I'm going back, and I'm going to put him through the roof. And these other guys, look, kind of move over to the right and move over to the left. You know, it's like Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson. No, was it Phil Jackson? Phil Jackson said, well, you know, the last 5 minutes of the game, he said this on national television too. He said the last 5 minutes of the game, what I told the fellas is, just kind of get over to the left and get over to the right and just get the hell out of the way because Michael Jordan coming through. Woo! Oh, this is going to hurt them a lot more than it's going to hurt me. Oh, this is going to be good. And, shoot, I want to thank everybody for believing, trusting, and sticking with Barbecue through Superstars through our infancy. But we're getting ready. Now, we've been growing up. There's been a lot of things changed, our realization of a lot of things, you know, process. And, you know, it takes time when you're trying to do a project as big as this is for you to realize, you know, where it's at. Can you tell me where it's at? Where's it at? Where is it at? Oh, I tell you where it's at. You know, we've got to figure out where it's at. And so we're going to be trying to take the products on our store, the products on our website, which have really been selling. Child's Power Injector has come back into supply, and God bless him. He's got the best product on the market. They are for sale back on Barbecue Superstars again. Now, if you find it on Barbecue Superstars and the PayPal doesn't work, because I took it down, send me an email at bbqsuperstars@gmail.com because I've got so many pages, I don't know what all pages I put them on. But I did take the PayPal link down and the store link down to it until I made sure they had them back in stock. And I tell you another thing. I'm going to come up with a Barbecue Superstars app. It's app time on Barbecue Superstars. And we want it where you guys can just go in and watch Barbecue Superstars or keep up with Barbecue Superstars whenever you want to. Now, another reason that I really pushed to get all this new equipment and editing capability, because we are now on OWN Zones. OWN Zones is part of a huge television network. It is the proving ground for going to national television. And we are on there. And we want you to go and subscribe to OWN Zones Barbecue Superstars channel. Now, I may very well put some cooking videos and barbecue information on OWN Zones and not on YouTube. So, I've got 23 videos waiting to upload on OWN Zones right now. They're already in the can. We're just waiting for them to put it up on my channel. But now, these new videos that we're getting ready to come out and start working on, now I call them videos, but really this is going to be national television. We're going to put those in the can. And folks, I'm going to represent the barbecue cooks in the United States with this new equipment in a way that has never been done before. And I'm going to put you in a light that you deserve. Jim Elser, Big Papa's Country Kitchen, Dana Hillis, Rug Bagby, Witch Creek Barbecue, Henry Thomas, Bud Meister, Robbie Royal. We got to put his name in there. He's a wonderful guy. There are a lot of cooks out there that deserve recognition. Now, I am also going to go back and re-edit Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction, some of their episodes. And as Dana Hillis said, and I got to agree, we got to make them want it. Well, I didn't have the equipment to make them want it, but guess what? I've got it now. So we'll be redoing those shows. Now that I've got 10 cameras, I could do a much better job of shooting Big Papa's Battle. Boy, I'll tell you now, I owe the National Barbecue Association a huge... The National Barbecue Association allowed me to go shoot their glasses last year. And with not enough people, and I bought 5 cameras, I was able to go in there and do a fairly good job. But between them helping me buy all these cameras to shoot all their classes, and then me being able to buy all this new equipment, between those two things, well, and shooting Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction, put me in the mix to see what shooting a 4-camera show was all about. And it seemed like the light came on when I shot Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction. The light came on. And see, I haven't went to school from this. I just picked some cameras up and started doing it. And I think I'm getting a better education than I could have got. There is no school for editing, by the way. I guess, it, you know, there's probably some college, you know, where you work with people so you learn it, but, you know, as part of the curriculum. But there is no official school. But if I had to point at one thing where I stopped doing just interviews and started doing a fixed show, is where education started, and you know, real education about what it takes to shoot a show. And then shooting with Dre's Place Barbecue took it to the next level after the education I got at Big Papa's Battle. And the challenges of trying to put together a show that keeps people's attention brought me all the way to this point. So, you know, I owe Dana L. Hillis a huge debt of gratitude. You know what's so funny about Dana is he loves Jesus. He does. You know, I believe Dana Hillis is as righteous as any of the apostles. And you know what's funny is God doesn't use the people out front who get all the recognition. I don't think God really uses them people. God uses that are in the trenches. And God used Dana L. Hillis in a powerful way to help the FBA survive, to bring in new barbecue cooks and make them part of something more than just another average day. Dana L. Hillis has brought in a lot of barbecue cooks who became part of a brotherhood and a family, and he introduced them to that family. And he is a good force for good. It's like he told me down in the FBA one day, I always try to do something to help other people so good things will happen to me. And he lives by that. And look what he did for me in that little bit that changed the course of Barbecue Superstars. And he is an apostle for Jesus. He is. And Now, because of that, set me on a different course. I've reached the pinnacle. Now, I've got to learn how to use these tools. And in between the time I actually receive all of them and I put out my first piece, it's going to be a lot of work. And I've already, you know, tutorials and that kind of stuff. But folks, this has been the whole challenge of Barbecue Superstars. Now, I don't know how much longer I'm going to live, you know, because when you have a moment like this, it seems like something's going to happen, because when you reach the top of the mountain, you know, there's bound to be something. The devil's got to come and make a challenge. I'm going to accept it for what happened, you know, for me being able to get the equipment, get the editing material that I need. And I want to say thank God. I want to thank everybody who did an interview and helped me along the way. So I want to tell you a story tonight, and I hope it will help everyone. So in 1 Corinthians, it says, God sent his son to make the wisdom of this world foolishness. So God cast down the wisdom of the wise. What is wise in man's eyes is foolishness in God's eyes. And what is wise in God's eyes is foolishness to man. Now, people who give 10% to church are blessed. I know somebody who gives $1,800 a month to a children's home in Florida. The children's home was in Spartanburg, but it went to Florida. And they give $1,800 a month. And their business thrives. Other people don't have it. Good business, trying to do the same thing, but they have a business that thrives. People that help other people are blessed. Now, if you watch the regular movies on HBO, Cinemax, just on cable, Uverse, wherever you're watching television, and you have somebody just cheating, killing, stealing, anything they can do to get to the top. Well, on Lifetime Movie Network, they always lose, and they get caught in the end, and then good takes over. But there are some movies out there now where they're showing that they win, and that's not reality. Reality is people who cheat, lie, steal, extort, set up a rigged game, have trouble in their life, all kinds of trouble. Didn't get paid for this, didn't get paid for that. A huge charge came in that I was not expecting. Gee whiz, truck tore up, something over here. Emergency and fires and stuff all over the place. And they can't figure out why. Now, a hard thing in life to accept is, number one is, we're not in control of our own lives. Now, we are in control of what we do right now and in the next 5 minutes and in the next hour. What we physically do, we are in control of. But the results of our action we are not in control of. So I did this action, I did that action, and I did this action. And man, the FBI showed up and arrested me. Or man, I went bankrupt. All my creditors called in their debt. Oh man, the truck wrecked. This happened, that happened. The motor blew up. All these bad things happened. Or I did good. Now, it doesn't make any sense for a person to take a week and go help Goodwill, the soup kitchen, a charity. Well, you could have made this much money during that week. Now, some people want to call it karma. Well, karma, if you go and you volunteer at the soup kitchen, or you raise money for a charity, or you do this, so you, it's good karma. I bear to differ. It's the Holy Spirit. But we are in the time of the Holy Spirit. There were three times in the Bible. There was a time of God when he ruled directly over the earth. God talked in an audible voice to the leaders, rulers, and different people on the earth. Now, he talked to more than just rulers. He talked to everybody. You know, if they were potentially a person in the mix, God talked to them. God directly ruled the earth from year zero until year 3 or 4,000 when Jesus came. Now, God directly ruled the earth until Jesus took over and did his ministry, which was only 3 years. And then it was the time of Jesus. Now, Jesus ruled over the earth just by preaching and doing miracles. But the time of Jesus was 3 years. Now we're in the third one. We're in the time of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is here to reprove every man. So every time you sit there and say, well, if I do good and I do a charity and I help out, it seems like good things happen. Well, the Holy Spirit set you down a good path. He made the results and good things happen to you. Now, I did evil, like the people in the movies try to demonstrate that's the way to go. And all these bad things happened to me. Well, the Holy Spirit sent you down the bad road and brought the bad thing, not karma, the Holy Spirit. So one time, and here's a story I'll tell you about myself where I learned this. One time, I decided I was going to sell firewood. It's so weird what happened in my life. I owned three pharmacies and a meat market. I owned a meat market. That's where I learned about all the different cuts of meat. I used to go in there and cut meat. So I owned a meat market. And then after I got a divorce, I shut it down. And I told God one day, I'll do anything you ask. You lead me where you want me to go, and I'll go. And, you know, I'm a registered pharmacist. I'm all this other stuff. And I ended up at a chainsaw shop. And I bought a Husqvarna 272, fairly big saw. And I went and put an ad in the paper, and I said that I'll cut down your trees in exchange for the wood. And I started getting calls, and I went out, and I cut a bunch of hardwood trees down, and next thing you know, I had a splitter, a wood splitter, and I split wood, and I sold wood for 18 months. It might have been longer. I don't know. I really enjoyed it. It was fun to get a call, pick up a load of wood, and run out and stack it at their house. To me, it was fun. You know, I mean, it was like, oh boy, I got an order, you know. And so one day, I completely ran out of wood. I sold a lot of orders. I went in the house and prayed. Now, this is a true story. Now, I listened to, and on DVDs, I listened to the Bible all day and all night. And I probably listened to the Bible 100 times. I don't know how many times. I mean, the Old Testament really goes from Genesis to 2 Kings and everything after 2 Kings to the end of the Old Testament is within those books. So from Chronicles, Obadiah, and all them, they actually happened in the book of 2 Kings. They just wrote all the other books to expound on what happened. So the only way I would know that is because I listened to it so many times. And there's so many stories that speak to you in the Bible that every situation you can possibly run into in your life is within the cover of a King James Version, New American Standard Version, New International Version. It's in there. Now, the way you react to other people by God's word goes against all conventional wisdom. And it's actually really hard to do what God requires you to do. But the other thing now is, and has always been, it's hard for a person to take it in their own hands to rectify situations, especially in this day and age. I heard a police officer say one time, well, as long as you didn't hit them, I won't arrest you. As long as you didn't take it in your own hands, I'm not going to arrest you. And they weren't saying it to me, but it's like, you know, different stores that I worked in when I was working in pharmacy and in different places in my life where I ended up when I did demolition. Violence is always a negative on a personal level. Now, countries and wars, God ordains them all, you know. And even though they're based on maybe falsehood and lies, and the people who did the falsehood and lies pay the price for it, somehow God will end up using it, even though it was horrible. Because, you know, the big picture and what God's doing is, That doesn't mean that if people go out and lie to start a war that it's right. It's not right. You got to tell the truth. Truth will make you live a long time. A guy bought a load of firewood for me one time. He was 82 years old. He brought a Dodge truck that was about a 1965. And it had the biggest truck bed on it I've ever tried to fill up with wood in my whole life. I think he carried two cords off in it. Oh my God. And I gave it to him for $75. And I swear I think I put three whole trees on his truck. But you know what he told me? I'll never forget it. I said, wow, you're 82 years old and you're as good a shape as you are. I said, how did you do it? And he said, I really only did it one way. He said, I always told the truth. But I went out, and I was out of firewood. So I went in the house and prayed. And I said, God, if you want me to continue to sell firewood, I need some firewood. Now, this is a true story. I was listening to the Bible every day. You know, I walked around every day, and all I ever said was, God is real. God is real. I don't know why I ever quit saying that. Why did I ever quit saying that God is real? You know, the only reason that the Holy Spirit backs off of us is because of our own. Because we get in the way. And you know, out there, if you're trying to be the biggest barbecue champion in the world, the main thing you have to do is do the work of being a barbecue champion. But number one, quit drinking. Quit drinking. The number one problem at barbecue competition now is big-time sponsors look over and say they're just a bunch of drunks. And, you know, I love to drink as much as anybody. Shoot, I love it. I'm not an alcoholic, but when I go out to the barbecue contest, the best part of the day is when the awards are over and everybody gets together over at somebody's camp and a little Jack Daniels, a little moonshine, Crown Royal, whatever it is. I mean, that's the highlight reel. But we're asking the Holy Spirit to bring money into barbecue for a real competition circuit. And you can't be drunk and ask him. You have to be sober. To start a movement in this country like we want to do, and get real results and real quality. So I prayed and asked God to send me some firewood. And in 5 minutes or less, it might have been a minute, the phone rang. And this man on the other side of the phone said, do you sell firewood? I said, yes. And he said these huge words I'll never forget. He said, do you need some? Do you need some? Do you need some? That's all he said. I said, yeah, I sure do. He said, well, we're out here in Spartanburg on a certain side. He said, bring your truck and we'll load you. Now think about that for a minute. I told God that I'd do whatever he wanted me to do. And I ended up buying a chainsaw. And I sold firewood like crazy and ran out. And I went in and prayed, and in 5 minutes or less, the phone rang, and the guy said, do you sell firewood? Do you want some? Folks, that's a true story. That happened to me. 15 loads on a 12-foot ton truck with 4-foot sides on it. I'm talking about would for some reason on the ton truck I had, which had extra springs and a big Ford 460, was to me it just didn't seem like it was that heavy, and they overloaded the truck. I know I probably could have got stopped by the. They never bothered me. And after I hauled 14 loads, he said, "You're not hauling it fast enough." He said, "We're going to line our tractor trailers up, and you show us where we can dump it." So they lined up six 60 cubic yard dump trailer tractor trailers. Now, 60 cubic yard is 53 foot long. The walls are 6 foot high. And it's the biggest dump trailer you have ever seen in your whole life for a dump. And I pulled up at the 8 acres and looked at the track trailers lined up down the road. And I never in my life would have ever dreamed. But, you know, I stood out there and cried and said, I know that there is a God. Folks, don't listen to people who tell you that there is no God. He is real. I felt him out there in the woods when I was cutting those trees down. I've really felt him the day that all those tractor trailers dumped what ended up being probably 2 acres of wood for 5 foot high straight across in that field that day. You know, the only reason that we don't know God is because, number one, we want what we want, and we can't see the big picture. You know, God puts it on everybody's heart for what they want. You know, there's a lot of people out there that their career was chosen by God and they went ahead and followed it. Now, there's other people out there who didn't want God's career and took their own and had trouble their whole life. I may have been guilty of that. But then your own personality and pride gets in the way of God being able to do what he really wants to do with you. Everything that's coming to pass in our society was foretold in the Bible. And we are in the time of the Holy Spirit. And the time is coming nigh. It's coming to the end. 2017, they're talking about putting the mark of the beast in everybody. Put the chip in the forehead and in the wrist. That was foretold thousands and thousands of years ago. I don't know what to do about it. You know, what do you do? You know, you got to obey the government. You have to obey what they tell you and be a good citizen. That's one thing Jesus talked about. So, it's funny how we watch the strange things that go by and we wonder, what does it mean? And one incident may not make sense, but in the overall scheme of time, together, it all goes with what was foretold. So, you know, if you want to have your moment where you've got six tractor trailers loaded with wood, then you have to give it all to him. And the only way you can do that is to, number one, recognize that you're not in control of your own life and that the results belong to God. So what can you do to move forward and barbecue and move into the position you want to move into? Number one, you always have to be honest. And like the old 82-year-old man said, you always got to tell the truth. And then you've got to treat your neighbor the way you want to be treated. The golden rule, that's the ultimate rule in the Bible. If you always treat your neighbor like you want to be treated, then you'll always be on the right side of the Holy Spirit, and the wisdom of this world will work out. God's wisdom will work out. You know, I believe that there's a new church. There can be a new church. And that is people going out and cooking barbecue together. Look at what a wonderful person Famous Dave is. You know, you can't get a better example for all of us than Famous Dave Anderson. You know something else? Wealth and fame is not guaranteed for all of us, but wealth and fame in heaven is. People who are low on the earth now will be raised up in heaven. And I don't think Dana Hillis is low now. He's a very, very prestigious person in my eyes. He's a big name in barbecue. He's done a fantastic job with every aspect of his walk in barbecue. Catering, vending, competition, classes, everything. But how much is he raised up here that he'll be raised up in heaven for all the people he's helped, all the stuff he's done to help charities, all the stuff he's done that people don't even know about he's done to help people? How much more will he be raised up? And the reason I'm doing this tonight, like I did last week, is because I actually said what I thought God wanted me to say on the radio last week. And this week, all this wonderful stuff has happened. And I feel that thing in my heart again where I'm coming back to what God wanted me to do here. Continue to do that from now on. I want to continue to use this opportunity like I did selling firewood, doing demolition, working in pharmacy, and all the different things I've done in my life. I'm not going to live forever. I know that this is a special time in my life. And instead of going out within myself through hard work, trying to put a huge barbecue circuit and something that will be worldwide, national, I got to let God do it. And I feel like he will. I just got to get out of the way, because God makes people think what they think and do what they do. And that is true. And if you look all the way through the Old Testament, he let people do their actions, go over and made them think what they think and do what they do, to bring the justified results. And the only difference between now and the Holy Spirit is we're in a time with no sign. So God doesn't crack the heavens open and speak. He just sends the Holy Spirit to give the just reward for actions. And I just want to leave you, everybody, with one question. And I want you to think about this. If there is no God, there's no reason to do right. There is no reason to do right. If there is no God, why don't we all just get a club and go take what we want? Get a gun. Now, even in the media, as evil as some of the people are, who are in the media, That includes, you know, stars and television shows and movies and all that stuff. Sponsorship. And trying to get as much out of corporate America as they can. They lay the evil in their lives aside to put on a show of justification. Corporate America has figured out that if you don't do honest business, that destruction will come to their companies. No reason, if there is no God, if the CEO has an affair within the company and it becomes known. Now, if it's unknown, they'll carry it on for a while. But if it becomes known, the CEO has to step down of a major Fortune 500. Why would they have to do that? Why would a politician who has been having an extramarital affair, why would they have to step down if there is no God? If we were all just animals, why don't they just keep going? They recognize the rules because they know they can't go against the rules. Well, if there's no God, why is there rules? There are no rules in a godless world. Look at some of the countries around the world that completely say there's no rules, and look at the mess they're in. He is real. The Bible is in our speech. It's in our thinking. It's in the structure of our government. It's in everything we do, whether we realize it or not. And what's funny, when times get tough, everybody always goes back to it, to the phrases, to the adages, to the what it is. I am not a righteous man. I am a man just like you, a person just like any one of you. I'm no different than you. I guess this is just what I've learned in my life. So I want to pass it on, and I want to look forward to what God will do next week. You know, I've always said that I love every one of you, and I do. And I've always said, I don't know why I've been brought here, and I don't. But since I have, I'm going to serve God, and I'm going to try and always do the right thing. If I've ever let any of you down out there, I want to say I'm sorry. I really wish Famous Dave could get back a hold of Famous Dave's rib joints. That's one I'll never understand. But you know, there are two forces on the earth. There is God and there is the devil. And the devil is always there to steal away. So, I've always looked at Famous Dave as a great example to go by. You know, that's where the Holy Spirit comes in, and so we don't own the results. I've never had any huge mega success with Barbecue Superstars financially. I feel like I have community-wise, but I accept my situation for today, and I say praise God. And whatever happens tomorrow, I praise God. But you know, God wants me here, and so I'm happy. In all situations, I always say thank God, because God will take care of you, you know. And I just want to encourage everybody out there to get out there and cook some good barbecue. Get ready next week, because by the end of the week, we want to put out the best video you've ever seen about barbecue. And I don't know it all. I'm trying to figure it out myself. So if you think you know more, go to the contact part of Barbecue Superstars. and send me a contact message about what you think the way it is. And we hope you all have a great night. And until next week, get out there and cook some barbecue.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
Oh, yeah.